Well, good afternoon. This is Barnaby Evans returning from the program. I want to thank our sponsors, National Grid, for helping us with as the main underwriter for the program, for the radio show, as well as Lifetime Medical. And we have a new guest joining us now, Dr. Hong Yang from Bryant University. Dr. Yang, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, Dr. Yang. You know, there is so much news to report and discuss on what you've been doing and what Bryant University has been doing. I'm pleased to have you here. Let's start with the most topical, which was on Monday. You welcomed a delegation that you brought in from China, from Zhuhai, where Bryant University will be opening a campus this September. So tell us more about the campus and about the visit of the delegation.
Thank you for having me. And Zhuhai is a very exciting place. Bryant has been engaging education program there in the past, say, 4 or 5 years. We got approval to build a branch campus, and we hope to open for the first class in the fall.
And now we should speak a little bit about Zhuhai. Zhuhai is in southern China. It's near Macau and very near Hong Kong. And I know Hong Kong's been building a 37-mile bridge across the bay, which will land on the mainland right near Zhuhai. And that's going to be a huge impetus for growth. So it sounds like Bryant University has selected a very robustly growing area to establish your campus.
Zhuhai is situated in the Guangdong province, which is in the southern part of China. And for those of you who know about China, Guangdong province accounts for 1/10 of China's GDP, and is an area where the past 30 years' growth has built up a tremendous wealth. Culturally, is very open toward outside. The Zhuhai city itself is home to a person named Yong Wang, who was the first Chinese national ever get an American degree over 150 years ago. It has a very vibrant, beautiful coastal city. The government is trying to build as an educational hub, which hosts, right now about 12 or 13 universities. And Bryant is the first American university ever partnership with a private Chinese university in China. And we're also the first one to build a business program in the area.
And, you know, congratulations on that. It's I believe Zhuhai is also where Sun Yat-sen was born, isn't it? Talking about outreach to the West, because he went to high school in the United States.
Yeah, he went to high school in Hawaii, and his hometown actually is only 10 minutes drive from our campus.
Well, and I know his home is a place that many people like to visit, because that was a very important outreach to the West in Chinese history.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about the program you'll be doing. This is a business First of all, let's talk about what Bryant University is doing in Rhode Island. We have many interns from many colleges, and I have to tell you, we really enjoy our interns who come from Bryant. And Bryant has a program that has a business focus. You've got a pretty wide range of things you're teaching, but you've also got the Fogarty Center for International Studies.
I think we're quite unique in terms of our curriculum setup. Of course, Bryant has over 150 years history, and the program is integrated between business and arts and sciences. I think over the past years, we are very fortunate to have a very visionary leader, President Megley, has been our president for the past 19 years. We have a very supportive board, and both the senior staff members and faculty members, I think, work as a very good team to graduate such a talented students. Right now, we have about 11% international students coming from 53 different countries. I think we have enjoyed the diversity on our Smithfield campus.
Well, it's and the campus is a joy to visit as well. They've got, you know, I've each time I've come up there for a number of programs, I've been impressed with how it looks, but also the seriousness and studiousness of the students. It's a great thing. So the program in Zhuhai will be business focused, undergraduate, graduate. What is the program?
Yeah, as Brian is moving up at the rankings, I think we have identified one of the growth area is international. So we're enjoying more overseas students coming to our Smithfield campus. We thought we would open up also opportunities overseas for students in China, in this case, as well as our grad students to enjoy overseas experience. So the program initially will offer a accounting degree, which has always been the strength of Brian, and hopefully we expand from there. And the education quality, we would like the campus in China has a mirror image that is more comfortable to what we have here at Smithfield.
You know, one of the things for 5 years, we've had the great pleasure of cooperating with you and the Confucius Institute and Bryant University, is a fire where we celebrate the Chinese culture as well as the programs in Chinese language. And that's coming up this year on September 26th. So I want to thank Bryant University for that partnership and for all the work you're doing across the state to teach us more about this very venerable and ancient civilization in China and a very robust partner for the United States.
Yeah, we have been very proud to work with you, Barnaby, as well as WaterFire and the City of Providence for the WaterFire program. And this year is also a landmark for us because this year marks the 10th anniversary of the establishment of our U.S.-China Institute at Bryant, which has been facilitating both academic, business, and cultural exchange between Bryant and China.
Well, congratulations on that. That's much deserved. And speaking of relationships between China and the United States, you hosted and brought to this country a delegation of, I think there were six people from Zhuhai.
Yes.
And they met with the mayor. The mayor hosted yourself and Dr. Maitley at the city hall. And we initialed an agreement of friendship between the cities of Providence and the city of Zhuhai.
Yeah, I think the delegation has been very much impressed about the development of Providence and the cultural diversity that we have here in the city. And also the mayor's vision to build a better relationship between Providence and other cities around the world. So I think there is an interest to build a sister city relationship, which we will have future education, cultural, and economic exchanges.
Well, I know the mayor was pleased to tell them about the Port of Providence being a deep port with railroad connections that we'd love to have them think about, because there's a lot of manufacturing that happens in China, and there's a lot of potential business connections that we can build upon. So
it was, yeah, I think they found a lot of similarities between Zhuhai and Providence. Both are great cities, and both have visionary leaders also look forward for better programs for the cities.
Well, there were two specific similarities that came out in the conversation, which I think are worth remarking on. We call Rhode Island the Ocean State, and Zhuhai is very much on a large and important bay in China, and the ocean and aquaculture and ocean engineering has been a big part of their industry for a long time.
And also, there's a long history of trade. Actually, between Zhuhai and Providence, literally, if you go to Newport, some of the mansions actually have portraits of early age of Zhuhai, which I always find remarkable.
Well, I remember if you look in those mansions, the old China trade, there was a There was a gentleman who traded tea a great deal. I'm trying to remember his name. You see portraits of him. Was that trade originating out of Zhuhai?
Out of Zhuhai, yeah. At the time, Guangdong province, Guangdong area, the Pearl River Delta, was a major trading, sometimes was the only trading port from China. So the area has a tradition of interacting with people overseas and always looking forward beyond the borders.
So those Providence traders like John Brown would have been trading with Zhuhai. And the other connection is both Providence and Zhuhai have a very robust series of visitors who come for the quality of place, the beauty of the city, and for tourism. So it sounds like a great partnership.
Absolutely. There are so many interesting programs. Both are doing, for example, the air shows that they do every year in China as well.
Just like Rhode Island.
And they have plenty of water. I think there is a good potential for water fire moving to Zhuhai as well.
Well, Dr. Yang, that music coming up is letting me know that we've getting to the end of our program, but I want to thank you and Bryant University and Ron Maitley for your sponsorship with WaterFire and for opening the world and bringing China into the state of Rhode Island. So congratulations with the program. We look forward to hearing about the first class this September.